Thunder Bay, 69 seconds in, and the Fighting Walleye were on the board. They didn't score much more after that, but when you've got a goaltender like Ashton Sadowskas between the pipes, sometimes it's not needed. Sadowskas made 25 saves on Friday night, coming up huge in the closing minutes with the host Thunder Bay North Stars pressing for the equalizer, and the Fighting Walleye held on for a 3-1 win in front of 1,175 fans at Fort William Gardens. Caden Goodwin notched a pair of goals, including an insurance marker into the empty net, and Daxton Lang scored once, beating North Stars goaltender Keenan Marks just 69 seconds into the contest, earning Cam River its third straight Superior International Junior Hockey League win. I thought Ashton played outstanding. He made some key saves down at the end, and that's what you ask from a goaltender, said Fighting Walleye coach Larry Wintonique, his team improving to 1-7-8-0, 1-2-3-0 since he took over the reins 10 games into the 2024-25 campaign. You've got to make those big saves when he did, and that's why we got the 2 points. He was outstanding tonight. We didn't give them 2 or 3 opportunities. It was one shot and done, and we cleared the puck. Getting a quick one early, just as fans were settling into their seats at the 73-year-old arena, was a huge key, Wintonique added. We started early, we got that quick goal there, and that kind of helped us spin the momentum. I thought all in all it was a good hitting game, the power play and penalty kill were good. It was just a good hockey game all around, he said. The Stars, outshot 13-7 in the first, found their legs toward the latter half of the second, and it was Connor Larratt who finally broke through, batting the puck out of midair past Sadowskas, cutting the Fighting Walleye advantage to 2-1. The on-ice officials conferred for a brief second to determine if it was a legal goal or a high stick, but quickly placed the puck at center ice before explaining their ruling to both benches. Marks made a big stop early in the third on Godwin, who took a cross-ice pass from Jet Mintenko just outside the North Stars' crease. Thunder Bay's Bo Helmechi had a similar chance at the 8-minute mark, but was stuffed by Sadowskas on a backhand attempt. Moments later, Spencer Griba fired a puck through traffic that rattled around the crease before being knocked out of harm's way. Thunder Bay coach Rob DeGagne pulled Marks with 2:42 to play, and the North Stars offense was buzzing around the Cam River zone. After Carter Poddubny missed an empty net chance, Helmechi nearly redirected a pass behind Sadowskas, but Goodwin eventually got the puck and fired it into the open cage, the insurance marker coming with 9 seconds to go in regulation. Marks made 24 saves on the night. The two teams shift to the Norwest Arena on Saturday night. Game time is 7:05 p.m. Dryden 4, Fort Frances 2. Mikhail Paul score the game winner for the first place Ice Dogs, who won for the third straight outing. Red Lake 5, Kenora 2. Flynn Maxey had a pair to lead the Miners past the Islanders. Red Lake led 2-1 after 2 periods, but scored 3 times in the third. Sioux Lookout 3, Ironwood 1. Cedric Robidoux scored twice in the third to break open a 1-1 contest. Colin Baker had Ironwood's lone tally. First period. Scoring. 1. Cam River, Lang 1-9, LaBelle, Mintenko, 1-0-9. 2. Cam River, Goodwin 12, Lang, Mintenko, 14-34. Penalties. LaBelle KRW, holding, 4-0-3, Liang KRW, hooking, 15-06, Simeone TB, high-sticking, 17-14. Second period. Scoring. 3. Thunder Bay, Larratt, Simeone, 14-53. Penalties. LaBelle KRW, interference, 1-23, Franz TB, roughing, 16-24. Third period. Scoring. 4. Cam River, Goodwin 13, Mintenko, N. Penalties. Adams KRW, cross-checking, 1-09. Game data. SOG. Cam River the 13th to the 6th of September 28, Thunder Bay the 7th to the 10th of August 25. Power plays, goals chances, Cam River, 0-2, Thunder Bay, 0-4, goaltenders, Cam River, Ashton Saudoshka's Thunder Bay, Keenan Marks, A. 1175.